Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast here today with my two daughters, Shelley and Brenda. And they've been helping me this week to bring to you something I think is so important, because we have to begin, we have to yield to the Holy Ghost. We have to have a revelation of the Holy Ghost. Next week I'm going to talk to you about W.I. Evans. He said, we will miss revelation that the Holy Spirit wants to give us if we don't allow Him freedom in our meetings, and if we don't abandon ourselves to Him. And we're going to look at that next week. But Brother Hagin, in his book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits, he writes, believers' meeting. One kind of meeting we don't see much in the local church is a believers' meeting. People in the early church went to church because they had something. Today, most people go to church to get something. He said, in the scriptures, we read about believers' meetings in 1 Corinthians 14, 26 through 29. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. And then if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or the most by three. Let one interpret. If there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and speak to himself. Let the prophets speak two or three. Brother Hagin always taught us that interpreter doesn't just mean that you interpret a message in tongues into the known language. He said it is a person who has the gift of interpreting, the ministry of interpreting, what the Holy Spirit wants to do next. Mm-hmm. And I remember Brother Hagin's meetings. Oh my goodness, how good he was at it. He would call up this person. He would call up that person. He would recognize this, recognize that, especially so in the early, early days of his ministry. And that I was around him from 1967 on. And the gifts of the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk about the difference between the fruit of the Spirit next week and the gifts of the Spirit. People get mixed up on them. You need both. I heard someone say recently, we need more of the fruit of the Spirit and not so much of the gifts. My goodness gracious sakes alive, you need everything the Bible offers. There's a difference in the fruit. There's a difference in the gifts, and we're going to talk about that next week. But she is talking right now in this, we're to the point in this sermon, how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a meeting, where she's talking about allowing the gifts of the Holy Ghost to operate, to flow. And here they are told to us in 1 Corinthians 12, there are diversities of gifts, the same Spirit. There are diversities of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Then the nine gifts of the Spirit are listed. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, special faith, the gifts of healings, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, Donald G., who wrote one of the definitive books on the gifts of the Spirit, said that the key verse is verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And G. writes, the meetings of the church are to be marked by manifestations of the indwelling Spirit. That's what she knew. The Holy Ghost in all meetings should be, he should have appeared. He should have manifested in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And so she's talking about how to work with him in the operation of the gifts. Would you begin to read, Shelley, her sermon again?
Okay. She says, let us consider and see what is for God's glory and ask for it, and he will do it. Our will and asking brings it.
Notice her faith. She was a woman of faith.
Mm-hmm. It is God's will to do it, if it is our will for it to be done. Don't ask if you really don't want it. If you do, ask in faith and confidence. If you're going to draw back when the Lord begins to use you to answer your own petition, how can you desire it?
For instance, praying for the power gifts, praying for the gifts of healings, praying for the miracles. If you're not going to let them happen in your church, or you don't want them to happen through you, then you are a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you have gifts from God but lose your experiences and try to work them out yourselves, it is an interruption and an annoyance in the meeting. Though you speak in tongues and have not love, it is as sounding brass. If you try to exercise gifts and have not love for all, you make terrible mistakes, for you are blind or see but dimly, closing your eyes when convenient to yourself, seeing only faults of some and the virtues of others. You become a respecter of persons, showing partiality with a wisdom that is not from above. All gifts must be used in the power of the Holy Ghost. With the exercise of a particular gift, there must be the demonstration of the Spirit. The Lord Jesus working through you will be the power. If it is not used out of love for God and to carry out His purpose, you will find without Him, you can do nothing. Where we would teach, it is sometimes His will we should learn. Where we would speak, it is sometimes His will that we should be quiet and listen. We ought to be peaceful and contented if we are not being used in a conspicuous way. If we're not receiving honor from our brethren, as long as they treat us as brothers or sisters, let us be contented. We should rejoice in the Lord. Even if they do not acclaim us as a teacher or assign us as a leading or prominent part in the meeting. There is law in Holy Ghost meetings and system and order, and neither the Spirit nor God's Word allows a lawless freedom to rule. The Lord Jesus is present, and we should allow Him to use the others as readily as us. Without our getting in His way and being hurt and offended if we cannot have our way. Many are too presumptuous in the meeting house of God. There should be a holy reverence and awe in the presence of God. Don't make the meeting place a place where you can play at being operated by the Spirit and power of God and show off your gifts and tongues and talk as much and as long as you please where others are interested.
Whether
others are interested and edified or not. God's meetings are His workshop where He works perfecting His saints, supplying His children, apportioning to each His work, supplying their needs, qualifying them for the service He requires to do all this. Are we claiming infallibility? Who is sure He knows all the mind of God for the assembly and that He is the only one who does? If each one knows the part God would have him take in the meeting and the time when he should let himself be operated by God's Spirit, that is probably as much as he needs to know. Now, a word to the leaders. Leaders should be as fathers and mothers to all present, and without personal likes and prejudices, full of love for all, and yet caring for the flock. Peaceful, mild, merciful, compliant with all that is of God, fruitful, without guile or pretense, and not using their position to avenge themselves for personal slights. God's presence should be manifest, and don't get settled down contently satisfied in the absence of divine power, as if we could do anything of ourselves to amount to anything in the work of the Lord. No, it is the Lord God who must work through us if anything is to be accomplished that will survive the fire, which will try every man's work. We are laborers together with God. But if God is not laboring, we should never rest satisfied till He does. Let no man glory in man or in himself. Do not let us glory or delight in or rely upon anything that is ours, But let us glory in God and our teacher who enables us, the Holy Spirit, that is, who enables us to understand God. Let us rejoice that the communication is open with God, that our names are written in heaven, that the Revelator abides and gives us understanding of the things of the kingdom. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24.
Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about this more next week, how we are so dependent upon the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what God wants us to do. He reveals to us, of course, the Word. But we're to the end of time now. We're to the end of this age. And He wants to tell us things, where to go, what to do, what to say. And amazing things about this that He wants to guide us. Yes, Shelley?
Well, I was just I thought of an example. I was asking 1980-something to teach preach at a tent revival, and it was already in progress, and it was just crescendoing to this great power, and you could just sense God's presence. And then there were other preachers there, and the Holy Ghost would direct, and someone tapped me, "What's on your heart?" So I went up and shared real briefly on we are strangers and pilgrims and that we have a heavenly home in Jerusalem. And it wasn't a long, but that was where the anointing was. And then I said, "Now someone has something else, and you'll be like a match to light this power that's available now." And this little 9-year-old black boy raised up his hand. His mother tried to put it down because he was shy in the natural. But he got up by the Holy Ghost in boldness, and you could just hear a pin drop as this darling little black boy quietly said, "Howdy, pilgrims." And when he said it, it was like a match from fire, and people instantly started dancing all over the tent because the revelation and that obedience.
Pilgrims.
Yeah.
Strangers.
We had just gotten the word. Lord confirmed the word
that
we are strangers and pilgrims. We have a heavenly city. And this little black guy go, "Howdy, pilgrims." But God uses us as simple as babes in humble obedience.
That's right. Come
as
a child.
And great results comes from Him.
Yeah, come as a child, she said. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to have this. We're going to have the move of the Holy Ghost in our meetings.
Yes.
And we're going to know what to do about it. And you can write and you can get this. I think she's probably one of the tops, How to Cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a Meeting by Sister Woodworth Etter. Just write Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or phone us, 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim and
Shelley and Brenda.
And we want you to come and be with us next week. We're going to look at the difference between the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. We have to have the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. We can't have something just intellectual.
Mm-hmm. No country club.
No, it's not. I wonder, so many church services, not much has been done. But we praise God for everything that has been done. And then we're going to be going on from here on. We're going to have the Holy Ghost in our meetings. We have to have it so that we'll be ready in these last days, and will be a demonstration of the power.
Mm-hmm.
This is Billy Brim and daughter saying, Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.